Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course my wife and I own Lerber. This video is about a question that we got in a couple of weeks ago when the person asked for a little bit more detail on successive approximation when they're dealing with teaching a dog a brand new behavior. It's a good question because in the beginning, if you've not been around dog training for a long time, specifically not around, I prefer to call it marker training. A lot of people call it clicker training. There's no difference between the two. One, you use a mechanical clicker. The other one, you can use a clicker, but you can also use any word you want. We use yes, where yes would mean the same thing as a click on a clicker. But successive approximation is a simple concept to learn, and it flat works. Of course, your dog needs to have the foundation to understand what a mark is. Your dog needs to understand when it hears a click or it hears you say yes, within a second to a second and a half, it's going to get a reward of some kind. And what is that reward? It should be, for us anyway, a high-value food reward, or it should be, we prefer not to have it be a toy reward. And the reason is, you could create a problem for yourself with a dog that doesn't want to give the toy back to you. So then your training becomes counterproductive because you end up having to have a negative thing happen when you're trying to have a positive thing happen. So it's better off to work with food. But successive approximation simply means, and I'll just pick a hand touch. You can do this with almost any behavior that you want to teach, but I'll do it with a hand touch, where we hold our hand out and we teach the dog, come and put your nose on the hand. And we use this a lot in our training. If we're out on a walk here, we're in a tech park, and we see a person coming, or let's say it's a motorcycle and our dog's reactive to motorcycle, when we see it coming, we want to redirect the dog off of this motorcycle or off of the dogs that are walking across the street on the sidewalks across the street, and we want them to redirect on us. So we give them a touch command, and we'll step off the path over into the grass and give them a touch command, make a little game of it. But how do you teach that in the beginning? How do you teach a dog? You can put food there. But how do you teach a dog to do that? You can do it with successive approximation in a sterile environment where there's very few distractions. And just hold your hand out, and at some point in time, your dog's going to look at it, and you can mark it with a yes or a click, and then reward the dog at the hand. You don't mark it and give him a food treat. You mark it, and you put the food here, and the dog has to come and get it. And then you let the dog go, he does what he wants, hold your hand out, you don't say anything, you don't do anything, you can look at your hand, you watch your dog, he looks at it, mark it, put it there. It's important that your timing is correct. So you hold your hand out, and you wait till your dog looks at it, you mark the look, and you hand your food over here, so the dog has to come here and get the food. And gradually, you don't want to teach your dogs that he's just going to stand around and every time he looks at your hand, he's going to get marked and a food reward. With a lot of reps, you can hold it out there and the dog looks at it and you don't mark it. And then you wait for the dog to just move a little bit closer to it and you mark it and feed over here. Next time you do it, hold it out there. This time we're going to make the dog take a couple of steps closer. We mark it when he looks at it. We mark it. We don't feed and mark at the same time. We mark it. And we feed over here. And we're going to get to the point where the dog gets pretty darn close when he gets in here, and you're going to just hold your hand there and wait for him, touch your hand, yes, and then have a big party. Make a big deal out of it. It's fun to do. You want this to become a game with your dog. Even when you're walking down the street and there are no distractions around, make a game out of it. Build a relationship with your dog. Hold your hand out, touch, yeah, good, bah, bah, bah. On you go down the street. He's over sniffing, you hold your hand out, touch, boom, yes, off you go down the street. Successive approximation can be used in free shaping. What is free shaping? You can lure a dog with food, and we have a video on teaching people how to lure, but you can lure a dog with food to a point where they do this and you mark it. Free shaping means you don't help the dog at all. You just hold your hand out there. The dog's looking around. He doesn't know what's going on. And you just wait until he gives you the behavior you want. He happens to look at your hand. You mark it and you feed over here. Free shaping works. It takes a long time to teach some behaviors by free shaping, like teaching your dog to lay down or much more complicated stuff. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with luring a dog as long as you learn how to fade the lure once the dog knows the behavior.